That's right. I am a dividend dick rider. You heard me. When it comes to dividends, I ride that cock. I do. Okay, I'll tell you why. I'm a big fan of dividends, one, because I never have to sell my position. That's the thing. For me, I'm a buy and hold forever kind of guy. I'm a committed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guy with my investments, man. I'm also really well diversified, so even if one investment goes down, oh well. But I have plenty of ETFs as well. You're probably wondering, why would you own tons of ETFs, and a lot of them are indexes, by the way, when you could just own an S&P 500 index fund? Well, all the ETFs that I own at least a share of them, one share of each of the ETFs, and the reason I do this is really simple. Because I get a dividend payment at different times during the quarter based on the ETF itself. Every ETF does tend to pay their dividend on a different day of the quarter than the other. Some do happen to align, some pay at the same time. That's great. But the whole focus for me is, how diversified can I be across assets? Now, ETFs are great because, for example, you can get exposure to bonds through a total bond ETF, for instance. That's great. That's, you know, I'm not a big fan of bonds, but I do have bonds in my portfolio nonetheless, because they're a decent source of cash flow. They're not very inflation proof, though. I'm just going to say that right now. Another thing to note is that with ETFs, ETFs are exchange-traded funds, by the way, funds, I can't even speak properly, but exchange-traded funds. And the reason it's important to have them is just because, one, most exchange-traded funds have pretty low expense ratios, and what that means, what expense ratio is the amount of your investment that actually goes into the pockets of the people managing it. So, for example, I think, like, if I'm right, the Vanguard S&P 500 index, S&P 500 ETF, I think their expense ratio is something like 0.03%, which means if you were to put in $10,000, I think that only, if my math is correct, I think that only $3 out of that $10,000 would go towards the fees of running it. Hold on, I got to think about that real quick. Would it even be less than $3? Would it be 30 cents? No, it would be $3. At least it should be. Well, I gotta do a calculator. I gotta get the calculator. How am I thinking? I can't even do math. See, this is why I'm not qualified. Hold on, let me see here. All right, so 10,000 times.
Oh.
See, so 3%, 0, 0, 0. How many zeros would that be? 3. Yeah. Oh, of all the days I can't do math. But yeah, I think it would be. Hold on, let me try going back on this. So 10,000. Okay. Right. 10,000 times 0.0. Okay, I was right. Okay. Yes, I want to make sure my math is right. I don't know why I was doubting myself. Sometimes I just doubt myself. Anyway, so basically, yeah, it's like 0.03% expense ratio, which is really freaking low. And for every $10,000 you invest, only $3 of that goes to general management fees, basically just to keep the fund or the lights on, I guess, which that's a small price to pay. And it helps them make some money too, which is really good. Keeps the fund alive. So yeah, if only part of my investment, that means that in all reality, when you invested $10,000 into that fund, you're really investing $9,997. And that's okay, because there's still going to be gains to be had. That's the most important thing. But thank you guys for putting up with my lack of ability to do math at the moment. But no, overall, the main thing is to just be diversified as much as possible. And keep diversity, keep expanding your portfolio. Find ETFs that expose you to other asset classes. I think that's important. It's the easiest way to get exposed to asset classes, different ones, is through the ETFs that are reputable. Make sure you go through reputable ones. Not all ETFs are created equal. If you're going to go through like a gold ETF, I'm not going to recommend any specific ones, but do your due diligence, do your research, talk to financial advisors, blah, blah, blah. All this is not financial advice, by the way, as much as I would like to believe I'm right. But no, I just think a well-diversified portfolio is always the key in the end. And being diversified across asset classes is crucial too. It's funny because I also own, I call it my doomsday ETFs. I own like maybe like a share, a couple shares actually of like the UVXY and some other ones. There's no point in owning those. I just own them anyway, because I wanted to throw some money at them. Just because, like, if there is volatility in the market, like, let's say the market did dip 50% in a day. It's never, I don't know if that ever happened, but if it did, UVXY would go up like crazy. Really crazy. And I'd make a butt ton of money on that one single ETF. But the point is, it's always good to have leverage ETFs sitting in your portfolio. One of the leverage ETFs that I'm very proud of owning, and I think it's a long-term hold, because it's very rare that a leveraged ETF is a long-term hold. It really is. It's very, very rare. The only one I love the most is the Bitty. It's the ProShares Bitcoin short strategy, where you can bet against. That means I don't think that Bitcoin's going to do good in the long term. Therefore, I have an ETF that allows me to benefit on the downside, because there's basically futures contracts within it. That's how it's able to benefit from the downside of Bitcoin. But while Bitcoin is going up, I'm buying more of the Bitty, because the Bitty gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper the more the Bitcoin goes up, because it is doing the inverse of whatever the price is. Bitcoin goes up, Bitty goes down. Bitcoin goes down, Bitty goes up. It just mirrors it. Exact opposite on it, though. So I don't know. I really think Bitcoin is an incredible software, just as a side note. I think blockchain technology is really innovative, especially for decentralized platforms. It is really helpful. And from a software point of view, it is brilliant. But overall, monetary wise, I think Bitcoin is monetarily stupid. Like, it's not going to replace currency. Now, I think currency in itself is stupid, because there's all currencies dumb, digital currency, regular currency, because currencies aren't backed by anything. Currencies aren't money. That's the one thing that they fail to teach you in school, is that currency is actually just, I don't know what it is. It's not backed by anything. I use currencies to buy assets. The thing is, holding on to currencies is a bad move, in my opinion. My opinion is, get into assets that are productive. Stocks are my favorite. They'll always be. They're a little volatile from time to time, but if you get into the right companies and you're not like getting into penny, just avoid penny stocks, basically. Just get into great companies, whether it's, I think mid cap to large cap is respectable. I think once you get too much in the weeds of small caps, you're really taking gambles, because small cap companies generally tend to be more along the lines of startups or failed companies to begin with. So if the market doesn't deem a certain company very valuable, sometimes that's a good thing, but very rarely is it a good thing. I don't know. The way I look at it is very simple. It's very simple. I mean, I don't really have any true complex formulas. I just look at I look at financial statements. I see if they have, if the companies that I'm investing in have too many liabilities, for instance. Do they have enough assets? There's a lot of factors. I don't really look at too many. But yeah, if there is real cash flow, if there's real earnings, I don't give a shit about revenue. All I care about is your cost of operations, your product pipeline, how well you managed. There's a lot. I mean, I can't think of all the factors at the moment, but when there is a company that looks appealing to me, like just I like their product. Like if I like their product, I'm not going to invest in it immediately. I'm going to obviously do my due diligence, but if the product's good, packaging looks great, well, I want to know more about the company. So I'll look into the company. If the company's poorly managed, I don't want anything to do with it. Enough said. Even if I love the product. Seriously. If I love the product, I'm not going to just invest into it. I got to know. I got to know if it's a good company. It's important. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this crazy-ass episode. I appreciate you guys watching and being loyal viewers. You better not be watching Strongman behind my back. That's all I got to say. Anyway, later, everybody. Woo!